Finally. It only took me 15 tries to get this on the first try, Sarah, so you're very lucky.
Well, there we go.
Well, I don't know if lucky is the right word.
Fortunate.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're lucky being here?
Because
I kind of roped you into this, I know.
Oh, I'm very lucky to be here. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Well, let's get an introduction out, because I have you sitting in for Ken. I don't think you've met Ken Collins.
No, I haven't.
Well, he's my counterpart on this show. It's Male Encounters. And typically, we discuss male things. So maybe I'll get your feel on some stuff.
All okay? right.
Maybe I could get some pointers on how to date women. Although I am seeing somebody, kind of. We can't say that we're dating. We're just hanging out.
Well, there you go.
Okay. So, yeah, no pressures. But we may talk about that. But there's one thing. Let's find out about you a little bit. Are you from Farmington?
Oh, man. Well, that's kind of a hard question. I was born in Idaho.
Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. I didn't live there long. I went to Palisade soon after that. Palisade, Colorado.
Colorado.
And then moved to Lawton, Oklahoma.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was pretty young. I think I moved to Oklahoma, Lawton, Oklahoma in about fifth grade. Stayed there for a few years and then ended up in Bloomfield. But my dad's family is from Bloomfield. So.
Lawton, Oklahoma.
Well, Bloomfield. I can't say they're from Bloomfield. They're Okies.
Okies
and Texans, but... They moved out here because of they had asthma.
So are you a OU fan?
Oh, sure. I'm not a big football
sport fan. Okay. Well, let me say this. I know. Oh, excuse me. I like OU. Even though I'm from Missouri, I like OU. And I don't keep up with them, but I do know they have a fairly decent team every year. So that much I know. So you and I are on the same page.
Well, that's good.
We're golden. All right, so what do you do for a living now? I mean, you don't have to give the place we're at or anything, but just what do you do?
Well, I got my teaching degree when I was 23, so I have a
Holy
dual license.
Cow.
I'm a special education teacher currently, and
oh, God
that's
bless
what I've
you.
Done actually since I was 23, and oh. I love it. And they're amazing people.
My daughter is an educator as well now, but she works for a chartered school in Arizona, so... I have a soft spot in my heart for all educators. I mean, it's.
I love it. Yeah, I've done high school age, 18 or ninth grade through 21 year olds the entire time. So it's.
Really.
Yeah.
So, dealing with high school kids is kind of like dealing with the special ed kids.
Well, my guys teach me things every day.
Oh,
they
well,
are
see,
amazing.
I've heard that too. I've heard that they, especially if you're good at it, I've heard that they are very accepting and I've also heard they're very loving.
Oh, yeah. And they're just like everyone else. Like, we're all the same. We all have the same wants, needs,
sure.
desires, you know. That's,
sometimes they just don't know how to express it.
Yeah, in some cases.
Big difference. All right, well, listen, I have nothing. I was telling you earlier when I get here, I have nothing. I rely on Ken. So, what do you got?
Oh my gosh! Well, what realm of life do we want to get into? Let's see.
Well, I have an idea though. What got you into? Because my mind is going 90 miles an hour. What got you into teaching? What made you decide to do that?
Oh wow! So music's always been my passion, actually, and so I was going to be a music therapist, because that's what I wanted to do for people with special needs. But I didn't want to go to Portales for some reason, and they didn't have the program. So I ended up going to UNM, and I became a special education teacher with getting my minor in music. And so I use music a lot in the classroom.
For sure.
And so, yeah.
It is the universal language.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. That now I have even the utmost respect for it. You are a part of a band. How did that band get started? Well, let's talk about that for a second before, because I want to talk about the candle. I want to get a female perspective on the new candle.
All right.
Okay, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. So the band, it's all right to call it, to talk about the band, right?
Oh, sure, yes.
Twisted Rebel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a few questions about the band. I'm already familiar. They've been on my other show, The Wake Up Call.
Yes.
Which you can catch all those. You can even catch... Oh, I forgot about our show... Oh.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about that first, and then we'll get in more into Twisted Rebel. But you can pick up that show. It was a Halloween show.
Yeah.
and it was...
Thank you.
Thank you. I said, I would like for you guys to be on the show because we are always having musical guests on. We had you guys and Julie and the boys. We've had Breeze and we've had just a buku of folks. But I met you with Music from Masada.
Yes.
And I'm going to wait till you take a drink before I get the question in.
All right.
But I met you with Music from Masada. We're going to talk about that experience too because that was fun. Now, what was I going to ask about? Oh, Twisted Rebel. Okay, so you guys came. I said, hey, we're doing a Halloween show. It's just us. Ren was running the board, you know, my partner for the wake-up call. And it's just us in a closed door on a Sunday, in a closed room on a Sunday, the Capo Music Room.
Yep.
And I said, you guys be willing to dress up in costume? And you're like, oh, you bet. We'd love to.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody there, just us. And you guys show up and come the greatest costumes. You were dressed as Harley Quinn, which I have learned a little bit more about since that time. And then your lovely husband was dressed as the Joker.
Yep.
I got to give you guys props. I'm not sure what's his name? Your bass
Tim.
Tim.
He's a guitar player,
Guitar player. I'm not sure what he was dressed as other than maybe
a rock star.
Yeah, is that what it was? Maybe that's what it was. But you guys were like in full costume.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. You guys need to check out my webpage to see this.
You don't have to tell us twice to dress up. We love Halloween's my favorite. So.
Well, that's the October episode in 2021. But anyway, I met you guys through Music in Masada. We have an interesting story that I shared on the other two. To me, you are the ultimate professional. And the reason I say that, I felt so bad for you, but...
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. But you told me later that it happens to you all the time. But you're up on stage, and fortunately, and you've got a dress on, and you guys are doing... It was sound check time, right? It was sound check, so when the whole audience wasn't there. There was a few people out there.
Oh, yes.
And so, did you trip over a cord? Is that
yes? Yeah. I unplugged the entire stage. It was fantastic.
Now that I did not know.
Oh yeah, and I don't know. I was trying to make my way across stage. I'm the ultimate klutz. My mom has always called me Grace, and so yeah, I'm walking across stage in my little platform shoes, and my toe caught in between the extension cord, and I just ripped it out of there. And I fell down, and I made sure that I fell the other direction.
Right.
So.
I don't think there was anybody backstage, so you fell.
if there was, I'm sorry.
But yeah, I felt so bad for you, and I started to jump up, but you got up real quick. Your lovely husband was there helping you too. He was kind of laughing because he was like,
"Oh gosh,
not again."
And I laugh at myself all the time. It was.
You were laughing. You were very. You were very classy about it. I will say that, and I kidded you with you about it later too. And yeah, you were.
It was a classy, graceful fall.
At first, I didn't want to kid, but then your whole personality was like, oh, this woman, I could really like this woman.
I'm a little crazy, a little crazy and a little klutzy.
Well, what made you decide to do that kind of stuff? I mean, what made you decide to be music? I mean.
In Palisade days, my dad had a country band, and he was my dad's a musician, and he's amazing. And I had started off, I remember being 4 years old and him having his band come and play at the house, and he would say, listen to my daughter. 4 years old, he had me singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star with his band, you know, and so it was really cool. That's where I got the bug for it. And then throughout the years, you know, I've been in choir and band and, you know, all of those things. And then when I moved to Albuquerque, I had 3 or 4 different bands in Albuquerque. And then when I moved back here after I had kids, you know, I was like, oh, I miss it so much. And so I got together with a few musicians from around here. And then my dad ended up joining the band with us. And we were kind of the original Twisted Rebel. And then he decided he didn't want to do that anymore. And so now we're kind of Twisted Rebel Part 2. And so...
I get it.
Yeah.
So did your dad's band play around here?
No, mostly in Colorado. Yeah, and he was all over. He wrote music and submitted music. And he's amazing. He should have gone a lot farther than he did, you know, but...
Yeah, sometimes it just seems like you're doing a lot of scratching and nothing.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of knocking and nobody's answering. That's a tough business.
It is.
Nowadays, with all the internet stuff and YouTube and all of that, you can get a single out there pretty easily.
Yeah.
Do you write any music?
I do, you know, and that's something that we've talked about for a while. And it, I know we have this joke about the propane tank because we have a, if one of us imbibes a little too much, which Tim decided when at night to drink a few more at band practice than we normally do, and he took this call and disappeared for a while and ended up at some propane tank. And we aren't sure where this propane tank was. And so now we have this thing and we're going to write a song about propane tank drunk.
So did you guys find the tank or just Tim?
Tim, just Tim. Yeah, we have no idea where this tank is.
It's a phantom propane
tank. It is. And so now if you ever notice on stage, Ross, our bass player, got him a little propane tank and he keeps it on stage with him at all times. It's great. We're like a family. You know, when you have a band, it becomes your band family.
You spend a lot of time together.
Oh, yeah.
Loading and unloading equipment.
Oh, yes. That's the
Seems like you do that more than you're on stage.
Oh, for sure.
I've had the pleasure of seeing you a couple of times, and, you know, I am so glad you decided to do this because you put my butt on the spot.
I do.
A couple of times, now that I think about it, and it's, what is the song that you do that to?
Oh, I like to, Mustang Sally. I love to get people doing the, ride, Sally, ride.
Yeah.
Really,
you know,
fun.
Well, I noticed at the Elks when I came to see you guys that you had more people get involved with that. It was a little harder pulling teeth at when you were at Lockstead
Eats.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they were a little bit farther away, and I just happened to be, I was up saying, trying to say goodbye, and you, oh, no, you're not.
Yeah, come on. And you know, and some people might see that as abrasive, but I warned them beforehand, okay, if I come up to you and I stick this mic in your face, you can wave me off, but it's going to be hard to get me to go. And so normally people, I think people want to show that side of themselves,
yeah,
but they get a little reserved, you know, and so I just don't give them the choice.
Well, I want to talk, I have a proposition for you guys, too, and I want to talk to you about that, too. And we can do that live. You can tell me to go butt a stump.
If you, oh,
don't
no.
Be afraid. Yeah, I'll do it. But you guys have been open, you know, anytime I've said something, or like the Halloween thing, you guys turned it, not that, I love all the bands. I love all the bands that I deal with, but you guys were just like, yeah, whatever you want. We're fine.
Yeah.
And so when I said, I got a couple of propositions, you're like, okay, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
I'm telling you, we're game.
Yeah, well, you may not be after I tell All right, well, we're going to take just a little bit of a break. We're going to let our sponsors speak, and then we'll come back, and I will talk about my new candle, and then maybe we'll save the best for the last segment.
Okay? All right.
So bear with me.
Don't touch that dial, or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
This is Julie Blair with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door with your real estate tip of the week. Bedrooms should not sleep. Keep these rooms bright and cheerful. Remove any excess furniture, use attractive and colorful bedspreads or comforters, and have fresh curtains or clean blinds. This has been your real estate tip of the week. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
It's Grand Pacific Lux. It's a luxury candle.
Grand Pacific Lux with an E. It's luxury, right? And GP Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. And GP are my initials, Ginger Page. I use Neem fragrance oils. So the oils that are made all meet the California Prop 65 non-toxic list, meaning there's no chemicals, no phthalates, no carcinogens, nothing that would be dangerous to you to be burning in your home. Grand Pacific Lux, LUXE.com. And that should take you to my Shopify page. So that's what my webpage is.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
I think we're good. Yeah, here we go. All right, so here's the deal. What did I tell you I was going to ask you about? So you're as bad as I am.
That's for sure. A candle.
Let's go ahead and talk about the candle.
All right.
Yeah, let's talk about the candle. We had talked about Twisted Rebel, and we'll talk about them again because we want you to get your contact information out, see if we can't help you get a gig or two since, you know, you were so kind to. Okay, David, I'll do this. What are we doing again?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal with me. Years ago when I lived in Texas, yeah, a couple of my exes live in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
I found that it was at one of those shops, like not a Spencer's, but it was a locally owned shop that had some unique candles and scented stuff, just all kinds of neat stuff, right? The old beads that you used to hang, because this was years ago,
yeah.
You know. So, and I'm an old hippie at heart. So anyway, they had this candle that I just absolutely fell in love with. So I went to Ginger and asked her to develop me a scent that we could exclusively have for male encounters. So keep in mind, this is a male candle.
Okay.
It's not really a female candle, but I don't want it running females off.
Yeah.
So this is not my favorite of the bunch, but it's probably my second or third favorite. This Ken said, this is the one it's got to be. So, Ken, you asshole, I'm going to do this one. but I do like it. I do like it. But I want to get your sniffer opinion.
Okay? All right.
So I've left it corked to wait for the moment. And it smells different each time I open it.
Well, let's see. I don't see that as overly manly. I'm not.
that's kind of what I thought too.
Wow, that's kind of a.
Well, I think Ken is really in touch with his feminine side, so.
It's clean. It has not very musky smell.
No, doesn't smell like old sweat socks, does it?
No, yeah, it's very clean and very. Yeah, I like it.
So you wouldn't be turned off of that if you came home and Daniel was burning it. In the boudoir.
No, I don't. I think I would really like that. It's you said, it's much better than sweaty socks.
That's right.
No, I really like it. But I don't see it as manly. I guess maybe I've been using too much. You know, I've decided that I use men's deodorant and antiperspirant now because it works much better than women's. So maybe my smeller is not as
well. I have. That's funny that you mentioned that, because I have used Secret on occasion. When my second wife and I had three daughters together, right? And so when I ran out of deodorant, you know, I just started looking around. And she used some kind of weird stuff that I didn't want any part of. But the girls used Secret. So guess what?
Yeah.
Strong enough for a woman, or strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Yep.
So. So don't share my secret with anybody.
Well,
please.
I just shared mine.
I am a candle freak, and I did not know how bad they can be for you. It's like the secondhand cigarette smoke, same principle. You don't smoke either, do you?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But I thought, and the other thing was for me, because not that we have to worry about it anymore, especially in the state of New Mexico, but to sleep at night, I use THC. I vape pot, you know,
yeah.
And the smell, it doesn't smell bad, but it has a distinct odor of its own. And so I wanted something to kind of help kill
mask,
that.
Yeah,
and you know, there's nothing like getting a little stoned and
burning a candle. Yeah.
So you've been there, done that, right?
Maybe in the past.
Yeah, in the past.
Not such a great idea. Well, and you know, and like my children, for some reason, they like candles, and it's a very scary thing to me, you know, having a lit candle in their rooms at night. But now, you know, you made me think about that with the carcinogens and
whatever.
Well,
I'll get you a discount, because this one is going to be exclusive to us. You can look at her. She's got a website called Grand Lux.com, I think is what it is.
I'll check it out.
But she's got all kinds of scents. And they're great. And I have some more of those, too. As a matter of fact, I promise you, I have a couple with wicks in them that she sent me thinking that would be like a man candle kind of thing. They all smell wonderful. I mean, they all smell. None of them have that musk, though, that, you know, that's what I was thinking when I thought of the candle. But I don't remember I can't tell you what that other one smelled like. I just know I loved it.
I'm just glad, you know, when you said I was going to smell a candle, I've seen some some things were, you know, it's like genitalia smell. And yes, so
you could say ball sweat if you want to.
I was a little worried about it, but I'm pleasantly surprised.
Especially a male candle, right?
Yes,
don't
yes.
tell it. Old sweaty gym socks. Yeah, I get it. I certainly understand. So anyway, we're going to offer that on our website. Plus, we're going to offer a bunch of stuff. I mean, the ladies have a T-shirt coming out that our counterpart on Female Encounters, and it's going to be, it's a woman's shirt. We'll do them for men, too, but it's a V-neck. It's cut for a woman. It's
nice.
That kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm excited to get that one out there,
yeah.
too. And the thing I like about there is it's going to say, we're going to put their logo on the back, which is a couple of caricatures that we had done by Kirk James. You know Kirk James.
Yeah.
And so we're going to put over the front side, it's going to say Felk It, F-E-L-K, because for Female Encounters of the Life Kind, Felk It, you know, instead
That's
of
good.
The
yeah,
other F word,
yeah.
sounds kind of cool, with exclamation points. And then ours, we're going to do a T-shirt as well for Male Encounters, but ours we're going to put Got Milk for M-E-L-K.
I like it.
Yeah, so we kind of know what we're doing when we're marketing. Ken Collins has, I don't want to plug his business, but he's got a marketing company, so that's what we're going to do.
Well, too bad you can't go with the Strong Enough for a Woman but Made for a Man, or vice versa.
I did, too. I just, you know, do you remember that commercial? That
I do.
Commercial? Yeah.
Yes.
It just came to my mind that, yeah, we probably could do
yeah,
something like
well,
that.
Do a plan.
I'm sure there's franchise infringements, but
oh, I'm sure.
Quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
Yep,
I
my dear.
Care. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you are Gone with the Wind fan too?
Oh, you know, just those phrases.
Yeah. Oh, just the phrases?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I got a million of them. All right, so let's go back to Twisted Rebel. How can they get in touch with Twisted Rebel?
Probably the best way would be our Facebook page.
Okay.
Twisted Rebel, and we have a little green neon sign as our logo, so Daniel actually made that, our drummer oh. slash my awesome husband. He did a, yeah, and so it, you can see it. It says Twisted Rebel, and you'll see me on there and the rest of the band, and that's probably the easiest way, just to message us through there.
Okay, so, great, and we'll also, I'll put that a link on, I'll put your Facebook link on our page, on
awesome.
Our, in our webpage too, so
yeah, thank you.
They can go straight to there. And I've got to get your picture before you leave behind the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, just because, you know, we like to show the guest, that's what we use for the post, and you're a whole lot prettier than I am.
Oh,
so I'd rather have you on there than me. All right, well, we're almost time for the second break. I want you to be thinking about this, because typically, I've been accused of putting people on the spot. I don't want to put you on the spot, because it was very nice of you to help me out this situation, because Ken had to leave. But I typically ask, like, if there anything that you would like to leave, this we use that for the very last, any message that you'd like to give out, anything... And it can be anything from where you clean underwear. I don't care, you know.
Okay.
Although that's my logo.
Oh,
so don't,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Always wear your clean underwear. But, yeah, so be thinking about that. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about school teaching and why you got into such a great thing. I mean, what motivated you to do that?
Okay.
Because I don't think I think I kind of cut you off in the middle of that, and I want to make sure, because it's such a... Such a fine quality thing. So I want to cover that a little bit more. Okay?
Okay.
So bear with me. Let me get the next commercial break out of here and we'll come back.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or you know, we're just having a good time. So website is TraegersBar.com. Here at Traegers, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening at Encore Coffee Shop?
So first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter and her daughter's name is Valley, and they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
IntoWest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far. But you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, IntoWestConcepts.com!
The sea, the back, bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Oh, man. That's Millie. We have Millie. She's our English, I like to call her my English tart.
That's kind of like my Australian Siri. I downloaded an Australian Siri voice.
I got one, too. Like it, actually.
But he lies to me all the time. I can say, hey, Siri, is it raining outside? It doesn't look like there's rain in the forecast. And
well,
it's clearly raining.
That was great.
No, I think it was more British. I don't know. I'm not good at accents.
Yeah, me neither. I can do a dumbass accent, but that's about it. All right, so what were we going to talk about? Sign language. You know some sign language.
Yeah.
Did you take an ASL course?
Yeah. So part of my job, you know, teaching special education, I have students with autism, lots of varieties of disabilities, but they don't always communicate in the same way as other people.
Right.
And so sign language has proven to be a great tool for communication. You know, it is communication. I don't know why I'd say a tool, but, you know, and so we had AmeriCorps volunteers come out, and they were deaf, and it was so amazing. We had 3 years, 3 to 4 years of sign language, and they taught us all kinds of things. And, of course, being me, I learned all of the bad words first and all the naughty things. But it was amazing. It was so much fun. And now I can eavesdrop on people's conversations from across the room. And like I said, I'll tell my students, if you need to go to the bathroom, show me the sign for bathroom. Don't just announce, I need to go pee.
Right.
And it's amazing. It's such an... I recommend people learning sign language. And I teach sign language to my students as well.
It's very expressive. Because
yes.
I can't express with their voice, so it's extremely expressive.
Oh, yeah.
So my first wife was the registrar at a deaf, Southwest Collegiate Institute for the Deaf.
Oh, wow.
Out of Big Spring, Texas. And so I took 2 years of sign language. We split up on the interim somewhere in that time. And I moved in with a guy that I met, a deaf guy that I had met through the school. He was a little bit older. He wasn't going to school, he had graduated. But he was, it changed my life because my dad hardly, when I became an adult, hardly ever hugged me. Since they have to, the best way for them to show emotion is to touch and to hug. And matter of fact, he kissed me on the cheek all the time. And I can remember, I was working for the radio station and then, it was a bad time in my life. I really went kind of crazy, off the deep end. But I would come home 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Well, he worked, and I'd be ready to, like, because I had to be at work at 5 in the morning, 5:30. But I'd get in about 2:30, and I'd slept on a sofa bed in their living room.
Oh, wow.
I can't say that I ever slept. But he would come home because he worked at the grocery store stocking, and he would get there. There was a roommate with him too, first the roommate would come home, and they have no concept of loudness. So I'm trying to sleep, and they're banging stuff. He's banging stuff around in the kitchen, and he has no idea. But that's how they feel too. They can tell by vibration.
Oh yeah.
So they made sure they were slamming stuff that was in a certain spot, that kind of thing. But Jerry would come home. I'd be awake, and I'd be like, and Jerry'd come in. He'd look down at me, and I'd just be going, shaking my head, going, "Oh God," you know.
Yeah.
He would lay down next to me, and there was something extremely intimate about two men not being sexual, but laying there and signing in midair to one another. It changed my life. And from that day forward, every time I saw my father, I hugged him.
Oh.
Every time. And my dad got accustomed to it, and so he would hug back.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I was not that. I got in touch with my feminine side, let me say that.
That's great.
Nowadays, I touch it way too often. I can't believe I told you that. Is my face turning?
Oh, another one of those secrets.
But did it inspire you to learn sign language because of the students that you had, or?
I've always been interested in sign language. You know, I remember learning the alphabet when I was really young. I think everyone pretty much does.
I think they try to teach everybody that.
Yeah, and so I've always been fascinated by sign language, and so, yeah, it was, but mostly for the communication aspect for my students, yes.
The thing I liked about it is it really is the lazy man's way to talk, because you don't have to use these
or,
you know, you just get right to the point.
With ASL.
Yeah,
the sign exact
ASL,
English
right.
was a little different, but yeah. Have you seen the interpreters for the rap concerts?
I have. And I love watching them. I love anybody signing music.
Oh, yes.
We always had something going on at the college where I would just sit there and plug my ears so that I could just enjoy and watch. It was amazing to me. And it's the best way, it's a good way to learn sign language too, especially if you know the song, because then you can figure out what they're saying.
Yes.
But when the fast songs come on, to watch them get it
down.
Oh,
yeah. And we have a lady that comes out for graduation each year in Bloomfield, and she signs, and she's so animated, and get lost watching, you know.
It seems like sometimes they go over the top, but man, it's how they get their
point
across.
So expressive, yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple that I have put out every year on Facebook. They do a Bob Marley song, and just watching them do it brought back memories. She is so cute. He's great, you know, and it's just wonderful to watch. But have you tried to sign any songs?
You know, just some of them, like lullabies and things like that. Yeah, I haven't really. Yeah, that's something I need to work on.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna challenge you to pick one of Twisted Rebel's songs
and sign along with it while I sing.
Yeah, yeah. Put the microphone in the stand and just sign and see.
I'll try.
Yeah, see what kind of. Telling you. People will go nuts. They're going to come up with, what are you doing? People that know will know, but people that don't know are going to be like.
I imagine that'll be a challenge for me because I'm so expressive anyhow, always moving my arms.
I don't think it'll be a challenge because you are expressive. You're fun to watch on stage to begin with. So I can so see you. Actually, what you're going to need is a lapel mic or one of those ear mics.
Like a Britney Spears one?
Yeah, that's right. And then. Matter of fact, I'm gonna see if I've got one. Okay, so I'll loan it to you.
Oh my gosh!
And so you can practice, but it's fun for you too, because that way you can move around some more as well. You know, because you are very active.
Yes.
But it's the energy, you know. Julie is that same way. With Julie and the boys, same way. It's the energy, and the audience feels that. I guarantee you, they feel it.
I hope so. I have a lot of fun on stage, and I try and make sure everyone does. You know, everyone is involved.
I know that there at Lock Street Eats, it was a little rough because the crowd was so far away, and I know you were struggling.
That's hard for me.
I
love to see people dancing and having fun, and they were eating and having a good time on their own. But you know, I have to get people involved.
Yeah. It's so your nature, for sure. All right, so I said before we went on break, because we're almost to the end, which I'm kind of bummed. This was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's gone fast.
I'm going to have you back, okay? And Daniel, too. Daniel, you know, he tried to take my damn shirt.
Oh, that is a really cool shirt.
Oh, thank you. I should have worn it. If he was going to be here, I probably would have worn it just to rub it in his face. And I didn't know for sure, but he's probably working.
Yep.
So, all right. So I said earlier, it's your platform. I would like to give you, as being a guest, to say whatever it is you'd like to say, to promote whatever it is. You can promote Twisted Rebel if you want. Are you guys playing anywhere soon? Anytime soon?
Yeah. So Saturday we're doing a private biker gig. It's actually an end of the summer party.
This will not go live for 2 weeks.
Oh, so Saturday the 3rd. Yeah. So yeah. September 3rd. And then we have, that might be good timing. September 24th, I believe. Is that a Saturday?
I can tell you real quick while you're thinking.
Yeah, I have an educational assistant that works with me, and she's battling cancer. And she's amazing. She comes into work. She's tired. She's going through chemo. She has so much going on, and we're going to do a benefit biker run for her. And so we'll be playing from, I think, 2:30 to 5:30.
On the 24th, it is a Saturday.
And that we'll be playing at Dino's Bar and Grill, or Hideaway is getting going again. They have some really cool stuff happening. A drag show happening
That's
soon.
That's towards Aztec, right, or just outside of Farmington?
Yeah, so Dino's right in, like, Crouch Mesa area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Crouch Mesa.
Yeah, Crouch Mesa.
Yeah, no, it's always been Crotch Mason.
Yep.
Well, I think most people that grew up here.
I know. And I think so. 2:30 to 5:30 we'll be playing, but they're going to do a whole run.
I have got to make that.
Yes,
sure.
And we're trying to raise as much money for her as we can, and she's an amazing person. So she's very.
What kind of cancer is it? Do you know?
It's unknown really right now, but she's. She's been battling it. She's
eating
young.
She's
29 years old, and has three kids, and yeah, it's a husband. So yeah, it's been pretty heartbreaking. And students, we all wish her the best. You know, we just want to help her as much as we can. So
absolutely.
And so I think, you know, those are our main ones coming up.
I know you play the Elks Lodge a lot.
We do quite a bit.
And they like you up there.
It's very interesting that they do, because they love, especially at the beginning of the night, they like waltzes. And, you know, we play like two, maybe three waltzes. And so we'll play them over and over again if that's what you guys want. But, you know, we try and do a variety of everything that we can. So.
Well, I got there way early, I know, but I was like, I don't remember what was going on, but I thought, if I go home right now, I'll go to sleep. So I thought, well, I'm just going to run up to the Elks. Then I had a hard time just trying to find out how to get in. You don't go in the front anymore. It's all, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But,
Yeah, we play the Elks quite a bit, and then the VFWs, Aztec and Farmington,
Oh, you do the one in Farmington, too.
Yes, yeah. In fact, we play there soon also. I don't have my calendar out, but.
Well, just send it to me, and I'll make sure it's on my link so they can get it.
Okay.
Or you can look it up now while I try to make something up. I can sing.
Well, go for it.
But
that
I don't want
awesome.
You to walk out.
Oh, we're also on October 1st. So we have, you know, on the 24th was the benefit run for Krista Crowder. And they're calling it the F Cancer Benefit. I don't know if I can use that word. But.
Yes, you can. You can. We do. Yeah, you can.
And then October 1st, we're doing a bike giveaway for the Masada House. And so that'll be at the Harley-Davidson shop.
I knew that already because I work with, I MC music.
Yeah.
Have they asked you to be at Music Masada this year?
They did, but we were already booked at the Elks.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, so we're on October 8th, we're booked at the Elks, but
that's
when the music for Masada.
Not that I wanted to see you fall again.
Well, I kind of, I don't know, I would do that just for fun again. But October 1st, I think we play from 3 to 5, I believe, and so they're giving away they're doing the bike giveaway. I'm sure they're still selling tickets for that. I think they're $50 a piece, and they're only selling a limited amount of tickets. And it's a nice bike. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, but. I have. I used to be on the board for Masada House.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jeff Body, I've known Jeff since high school. So, you know, we're like, he's older than I am, just so you know. He's going to kill me. It was only a few months.
Yeah. We love Jeff. We love all of the bands. You know, we're all really good friends, and we support each other. And
it's nice that this area has such a great array of talent. And they're all very nice to one another.
Yes.
So,
it's so interesting. You know, Julie was a student in school when I taught there, you know, so it was very, And she says, well, you were one of my inspirations. And, you know, Shannon, Aunt Reason, they're all such amazing people. And it's really cool. And what's interesting, too, is I was really the only female-fronted band for a while, I thought. And all of a sudden, now we have... At Breezin's female singers.
They have a dual female singer.
Yeah, two female singers. Julie's a female, you know, it's really cool.
The lady besides Shannon, the one that took Ashley's place, she is killer. I just love her to death. She's so sweet. She reminds me a lot of you. Very sweet, very kind.
I haven't met her yet, but I need to.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. At least she was to me. I can't promise you.
I'm sure.
It's that professional courtesy that you guys hand one another.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Anything else you'd like to say? Because we've kind of run over a little bit. I was worried we were going to have enough, but when we started talking about sign language, it really got to both of us.
I don't have a whole lot. Just be kind to others. You know, love everyone.
It. Yeah. One of the closing thing on here is always wear your clean underwear. So. Great advice.
Great, you know, clean socks would be good too.
Oh, I'm going to add that soundbite.
And get one of these candles to cover up those nasty smells in the boudoir.
Oh, thank you so much. And you're going to find these on my webpage, innerwestconcepts.com, and it's going to be the male encounters scent. I'm not sure what we're going to call it
as
yet.
As long as it's not the genitalia scent.
No. You know, did you Google male encounters by any chance?
I did.
Did you put of the life kind or did you just do male encounters?
Of the life kind.
Okay. Do not do just male encounters.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Because people have called us and said, what the hell? No. Of the life kind. Make sure we had got that added. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.
Do me a big favor. Give your husband a big kiss and tell him he'll never get my shirt.
I will.
You know, it would swallow him.
He's a tall guy.
He is but he's thin. I mean, I'm a big dude. I'm not as big as I used to be, but, you know, I'm a big dude. But, yeah, I thought he was so cool. He was going to trade me his shirt, and I thought, you know, I would almost do that, but no, your shirt ain't going to fit me, and I don't like showing my belly.
It would have been fun to see anyhow.
Yeah, no. I have nipple piercings. I don't want to show them off. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's get out of here.